Chad Mercier, coach Bonneville Pontiacs.
And Chad, first off, welcome back to the Alberta Junior Hockey League. What have the early returns been like for you getting back into the community in this role and seeing the fans and being with the Yaks again?
Yeah, it's certainly different this time around than when I returned home the first time in 2006. I didn't really have a whole lot of ties to the community back then. Now, you know, we have a business in the community, know a lot of the young families, got a lot of different friends and coach a lot of the young kids coming up through the system over the years. And so there's a little bit of a special feeling from that side of it, a little more of a connection, and certainly have enjoyed just coaching versus all the other responsibilities of general manager and the business side of it. And so that was certainly attractive when I came back.
You bet. Again, you're in Olds for the first time in a while here tonight. I think looking back on your tenure here, it always seemed like it was a pretty high-spirited games, and you guys had some real pillars in your roster in those years. I seem to recall a lot of really big, you know, valuable defensemen. What are you expecting coming back to Olds tonight and this matchup between these two teams?
Well, I used to always love coming into this rink because I thought both teams played very high pace, high intensity. Back when Kevin coached here in Olds, and I thought they were always to use good games. And so for us, I think we're still establishing our identity on how we want to play, at the pace we want to play, the competitiveness we want to play. But, I think it's going to be a high-paced game. I watch, their group on tape. They certainly look like they can skate and have some skill. And we're going to have to be ready to make sure we manage the puck and we're ready to play with some pace.
Your first game of the season, I think, between you guys and Devin, was a 7-goal first period to begin the year. Just, you know, your thoughts on, you know, going from the preseason and flipping the switch to the start of the regular season here.
Yeah, I think it was a combination of a lot of things. I think we've seen some nerves on our side, especially from some of our younger players that play some key minutes. They kind of settled in, and then I think the game kind of settled. They found a way to, score one with 3 minutes left. On a breakdown and give them credit for finding a way. Certainly, you're going to have some of those nights giving up five or giving up six, at home is not something that we want to do very often. I still think the game, you've got to make sure you play hard without the puck, you play smart without the puck, and you'll spend a lot more time with it, and that's a place that we're really trying to work on.
Yeah, but you guys bounce back to get your first victory the next night, to get a victory in that first weekend and, get that under your belt as you come back into the coaching realm and for your new players as well. How important is that?
Yeah, for sure. We really, you'd rather be one-on-one after that one, for sure. We really try to focus on taking some steps this week, and, we'll find out today from the drop of the puck if we actually have. We really want to put the focus, like we said, on the process, and we've got a bunch of new guys playing together. We want to bring these guys in and make sure that we keep the game simple, and we certainly aren't taking this team for granted because, again, I think there's more in that lineup from what I've seen on tape, and they can create some offense in a quick hurry, and so I think it'll be a great challenge for us.
You bet. Have you named a captain for this season? And walk us through what your leadership group looks like.
Yeah, we've named three assistant captains. Brent Hoshowski, who's been now going, he's a 20-year-old going on his fourth year. I think he's got a real voice in our room. Max Pendy, who we got for the first time, this year. Very mature kid, really puts a lot of work in his game. And then Christophe Lussier is another kid we named. He's a key contributor on and off the ice for us, and has to lead, by example. We didn't go with a captain as of now for a couple of reasons. We feel that has to get established yet. I don't take naming a captain lightly. I think it comes with a lot of responsibility. New coach, got to get to know the kids a little bit, and then plus for them, they got to understand what some of those expectations are before, for me, a captain can be named. And we'll see how it goes throughout, but it's not really a focal point for us. The other part of that, I think we got some older guys like Dylan Hebert and other guys like that have been around for a while that we need to grab and take charge of this thing, both on and off the ice, and it'll be a leadership by committee, which I think is a great thing.
Excellent. Walk us through your goaltending tandem.
Yeah, well, we've got two young guys, two 2008s. Riley Budd is a young man that's played APs, has won games already in this league as an affiliate. and comes, you know, with a high pedigree, very professional in how he approaches a game. And then Nathan Salisbury out of Edmonton, who played U18 AAA. He's been just excellent through exhibition. Was really good in his first start in Devon, and he'll get the call here tonight.
Excellent. And the last one for you, take us through, you know, Coach, and working in tandem with your general manager, Chad Nelson, there on a three-way trade in today's landscape of junior hockey, where there are so many moving parts, to get Ben Constantino to your team.
Yeah, you know, we've only seen him for a short period. He certainly has a presence and seems like a very mature young man. You know, I said that earlier, to not be the general manager coming back this time, especially in today's landscape, you know, so to have Chad Nelson, you know, having the ability and the work he puts in, he's a tireless worker and he's on top of things. And so that's been a real pleasant experience for me to this point of working with both Chad and Neil and the rest of the organization, and allowed us just to focus on coaching, which I think is important.
Excellent. Well, welcome back to the AJHL. Have a great season, Chad.
Awesome. Really appreciate it.